This is Earth Notes. The Southwest has plenty of buildings on the National Register of Historic Places, but in the central Arizona town of Camp Verde, a streetscape defined by a set of trees has also made the list. They're pecan trees, planted in 1927 by Ava Hayden, daughter-in-law of the landowner at the time. The trees line a stretch of the Montezuma Castle Highway, what locals call Pecan Lane. Pecan trees are native to the lower Mississippi Valley. What Hayden discovered is that Camp Verde provides three things they need: a growing season with plenty of sunshine, good soil, and a reliable source of water. Pecan trees typically need 60 inches of water each year to produce quality nuts. Camp Verde's modern pecan pioneer is Dr. Richard Tinlin. He established his Summer Place farm along the Verde River more than 40 years ago. Tinlin learned which pecan varieties can tolerate a dry climate and relatively high elevation. Now he's got more than 30 mature pecan trees. Depending on the weather, Tinlin floods them from an irrigation ditch about every 2 weeks. Together, the town's large and small orchards can produce up to 300,000 pounds of pecans each year. Most are sent to a pecan company in southern Arizona for distribution, while others are sold in local farmers markets and CSAs, a sweet, nutty taste of central Arizona history. This Earth Note was written by Cecile LeBlanc and produced by KNAU as part of a student collaboration with the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.